time to talk this morning with Brian Moody. We have him on occasionally, executive editor of Auto Trader. Brian, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things we want to make sure people get their vehicles safe and ready for some holiday road trips or traveling. Tell us a little bit about things that people need to keep in mind this time of the year.
Yeah, when people, I think people are going to be driving more. I still think that a lot of people are leery or not anxious to get back on airplanes. I don't know if that's a safety thing. I think it's more like once people realize, hey, I can get around without going on to an airport, maybe they're going to choose that. But, you know, the car that you use every day should be safe enough to go on a road trip, but sometimes people overlook certain things because, you know, we went from summer into fall and now it's going to be winter. Things like tire pressure and the washer fluid and the wiper blades, like those little things that people kind of overlook can make a big difference in terms of how your road trip goes.
Sound like me. I'm trying. I did some wiper fluid the other day, and it was like tiny little squirts. I'm thinking, I better check my reservoir to see if I have enough, because sometimes you go a long time without using it, and when you need it, you hope it's there. Let's talk a little bit about also maybe people working, their finances might be a little different, too, so they might forego some of the maintenance. You know, we talked about the medical aspect of it for people for their personal health, but their car might be suffering too from this.
Right, and a lot of these things you can check yourself, or you can even take it to, if you have a local mechanic and just ask them to look at some things. I'm fortunate that I have a place nearby my home, and these guys have been so amazing. Like, they've even sometimes called me up and said, your car doesn't need anything, and didn't even charge me. So if you're lucky enough to find someone that you trust and have a good relationship, you can take it, but you can also check some of these things yourself, like the oil and, like you said, the washer fluid, and you can inspect the wipers yourself if you feel like that's something that you can do, and you can even replace them yourself if you are so inclined.
Beyond some of the basics, what are some things, maybe a common problem or two, that drivers face if they don't check up on their vehicles for a while?
I think tire pressure is a big thing that people overlook. Most cars today, newer cars, have that light that comes on if your tire pressure gets too low. But even if you have an older car that doesn't have that, if your tire pressure is off by just, you know, say 1, 2, or 3 pounds in even a single tire, it can really change the way that your car handles. And when you combine that with snow and ice or rain, that can really be an accident waiting to happen. So I think tire pressure is a big one that people often overlook.
We're talking this morning with executive editor of Auto Trader, Brian Moody, a little bit about getting ready for the holiday season, traveling and that sort of thing. What about the availability of cars? You sometimes hear certain things, like things are, you know, the supply chain is causing a difference. Even rental cars are having issues with that. Where can Auto Trader really help out in this situation?
Yeah, so that's a great point. If you are going to rent a car, like, I would schedule that well ahead of time, and I would even get there early on that day. Even if you're not leaving till 3 in the afternoon, on the day that you have a reservation for a car, I would get there in the morning to make sure that you have a car. But in terms of buying cars, you're right. There are, there are some dealerships that don't have quite as many cars as they usually do. I think you can still find a car to buy if that's what you wanted to do. But you may have to, again, spend a little bit more time and be more patient and flexible about things like the color of the seats and the color of the paint, you know, that kind of stuff.
All the important things that make sure a car works properly, right? Because, you know, that paint will slow you down if it's not the right color.
You know what's funny? I know you say that, and that makes total sense, but the truth is, like, a lot of it today is really psychological. Like, the difference between a $200,000 car and a $50,000 car in terms of the actual features is not much sometimes, but there's something psychological about, I've always wanted a red such and such.
Yeah, well, sure. Car buying is emotional. Even as much as we try to make it sort of just all about our head, there is emotion about it. What else? What does the new car smell mean, other than just, well, that's right. Just the plastic, or what is emitting from any of that, the glues that are in your vehicle? But there's something romantic or something about it. But that's why we always talk with you about getting cars and looking for that. Any other things you want to bring up this morning as people get ready? Traveling on the road, getting ready for it, and maybe just what new technology might be available there, or if even people are looking to move towards the hybrid or the electrical aspect of vehicles.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Hybrids are great for road trips because they get great fuel economy and there's no worry about having to charge up, right? So you just put gas in it and you go, and it uses electricity generated as you drive to get better fuel economy. Electric cars are a different story. You do have to plan that and say, well, do I go on long road trips often or not? If you do, well, what's the range of the car that you want to buy and how far do you usually drive? There are places to charge your car up. That's not really a concern, but you need to have an app on your phone or look in the car's map inside to see where those places are, because it might not be as obvious as a gas station off the freeway.
Brian, in 2020, even some of 2021, we haven't seen really many car shows. Do you think we'll see any big car shows in 2022?
I think yes. I think so. In fact, I'll tell you one that I can't promise, but it does feel like one of the big ones in Los Angeles is actually going to happen this year, and that's toward the end of the year. So that, I think, bodes well for what's going to happen into 2022.
Just makes a whole different way of their marketing the vehicle to the public as well as to the dealers and everybody else out there so that we can actually see and experience the cars. But it's just
nothing a whole bunch of them up close, right? All at once instead of having to drive from place to place.
Yep, absolutely. If people want to find out more, Brian, what we talked about today, just getting good tips on getting the car ready, where's a good place that you might recommend?
AutoTrader.com has lots of great information on the car buying process and financing, and then some of the stuff that we just talked about as well.
Right. What's my favorite color of my juice? Blue juice or green? I mean, pink. There's so many different colors I can stick in that reservoir. I don't quite understand it, but I'll pick whatever is a good price and to make sure I have enough of it. That's the key to it. Brian, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Brian Moody joining us from Auto Trader Executive Editor here this morning. Craig, what's your preferred color? Blue?
I prefer blue, and I don't know why. Maybe because I was exposed to that early on.
Right. Well, it's the other ones sometimes have other claims to them, right? Do they de-icing, debugging, right? I just want to make sure.
Or 40 below or, something like that.
Yeah, 40 below. Who wants to drive when it's 40
below? Let's go for a road trip.
Sure.